Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide navigating this crazy rollercoaster we call life. Ever feel like you're making decisions based on emotion instead of logic? You know that feeling when your gut says jump and then you realize you're about to leap into a pool filled with sharks? Yeah, me too. Today's episode is all about developing emotional intelligence, the secret sauce for making smarter choices and becoming a calmer, cooler cucumber in the face of life's inevitable storms. Now, emotional intelligence isn't some mystical superpower reserved for monks on mountaintops. It's about understanding your emotions, recognizing how they influence your thoughts and actions, and learning to manage them like a pro. Think of it as having an internal GPS that helps you navigate the treacherous waters of decision-making. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First up, self-awareness is king. It's about knowing what triggers your emotions, what makes you tick and what sends you spiraling. Ever notice how certain situations or people instantly throw you into reactive mode? It's like an alarm bell going off in your brain, and before you know it, you're saying things you regret or making decisions you wouldn't have if you were calm and collected. By paying attention to your emotional patterns, you can start to identify those triggers and develop strategies for managing them. Next, empathy is your secret weapon. It's about stepping into someone else's shoes and trying to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. This doesn't mean you have to become a mind reader or sacrifice your own values. It's simply about acknowledging that everyone has their own unique experiences and emotions shaping the world for you. When you practice empathy, you can build stronger relationships, communicate more effectively, and make decisions that consider the well-being of others. Speaking of communication, mastering it is crucial for emotional intelligence. This goes beyond just speaking your mind, it's about expressing yourself clearly, actively listening to others, and finding ways to resolve conflicts constructively. Ever notice how some people can diffuse a tense situation with a few well-chosen words? They're masters of communication, using their emotional intelligence to bridge gaps and build understanding. Now, let's talk about self-regulation. This is all about having the ability to control your emotions, even when things get tough. It's not about suppressing your feelings or pretending everything is fine, it's about managing them in a healthy way so they don't control you. Think of it like a muscle. The more you practice self-regulation, the stronger it becomes. Finally, motivation and resilience are key ingredients in emotional intelligence. It's not always easy to stay positive and motivated when life throws curveballs your way. But by developing a growth mindset, focusing on your strengths, and learning from your setbacks, you can bounce back from adversity stronger than ever. Remember that time you got passed over for a promotion? Or maybe that awkward social situation where you felt like everyone was judging you? We've all been there. Those moments of vulnerability are opportunities to practice emotional intelligence in action. Let's say you're feeling disappointed after being overlooked for a promotion. Instead of letting negativity take over, you could use this as an opportunity for self-reflection. What can you learn from this experience? Are there any skills you need to develop or areas where you can improve? By practicing self-awareness and seeking feedback from trusted mentors, you can turn this setback into a springboard for growth. So, how do we put all these takeaways into practice? Start by being mindful of your emotions throughout the day. When you feel yourself getting triggered, take a step back and ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Why am I feeling this way? What are my thoughts telling me? Then try to manage those emotions in a healthy way through deep breathing exercises, journaling, or simply taking a break from the situation. Remember, emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep learning along the way. And if you find yourself struggling, don't hesitate to seek support from friends, family, or a therapist. You've got this. Now go out there and make some smarter decisions, one emotion at a time. And before you go, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on today's episode, what resonated with you the most. What are some ways you plan to practice developing your emotional intelligence? Drop me a comment in the comment section or connect with me on social media. Until next time, keep striving for fortitude, friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.